Forestville's Oddfellows Recreation Club is an 80-year-old cluster of 200 cabins tucked beneath the redwoods along the lower Russian River. The community enjoys nearly a mile and a half of river frontage, but half of it rises into a narrow gorge where racing stormwaters can rise and fall rapidly during heavy winter storms, causing huge chunks of the high bank to collapse into the river, much like calving icebergs. According to the club's executive director, Jack Davies, the worst such incident happened 6 years ago.
February 2008, overnight, we lost a big portion of it, about 30 feet deep, 60 feet across, and 100 feet into the riverbank itself. The dangerous part about that was that we had just placed a few years earlier a self-contained septic system in the main collector tank, which is about 8,000 gallons. It exposed the end of that, and it was very close to fracturing. And if it had, it would have dumped tons of untreated sewage into the river, which would have been an ecological disaster.
It's kind of devastating, you know, when you have all your riverbank disappear, your sewer system's threatened, your road, your underground utilities, some of your homes and cabins, you know.
Cam Perry became the director for the restoration project that ensued.
You know, under emergency protocol, they could have dumped a lot of rock in the river, and they chose not to do that. They really wanted to make this a habitat-based restoration for water quality, for the fisheries, for wildlife.
To do that, they turned to Bioengineering Associates of Laytonville, which installed a series of bank support and slope stabilization measures made of living willow branches.
You're working with willow primarily because willow is a plant that you can shape into various structures and it stays alive. It's considered a pioneering plant. It uses nitrogen from the air. So it grows satisfactorily in quite a sterile soil as long as it has sunlight and water.
Bioengineering Associates President Evan Engber says the fast-growing willow also creates new riparian habitat along the river in short order.
You've gone from a bare vertical mud cliff to a gentle slope and a terrace that's well vegetated. So pretty quickly, birds and insects come in, and if you have overhanging vegetation over the river, the bugs are part of the food supply to the fish. So you get habitat immediately, and then the habitat refines itself over time.
The restoration project was quickly installed during the next year's low-flow summer season at a cost of $1.2 million. Most of that, $900,000, was eventually funded by the state. But Kathleen Martin, the grant writer for the project, says the club members had to put the money up first.
The Oddfellows community members initially taxed themselves, essentially, to pay for the construction work. And that was while we had a grant pending with the Department of Water Resources, who, in a very unusual move, awarded a grant for the work that was completed. Therefore, the members were reimbursed for a large portion of their investment.
Just last week, the Oddfellows Club and their partners learned that their restoration project had won the American Fisheries Society's North American Riparian Challenge Award for 2014. They'll all gather on the site of the work to celebrate it Saturday afternoon. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.